This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is Enterprise Biz Bytes on Thursday, April 13th, 2017. My name is Audrey Raj. And once again, Angeline Tay is keeping me company on the show. What do we have on the show today, Angie? Please take it away.
Yep, we have stories on Uber, BlackBerry and Boeing. But before that, it's a Thursday. So we have new fuel prices that take effect today, right, Auds?
Yes, happy, happy, joy, joy. petrol prices are up for the third week of April under the new weekly pricing mechanism that, you know, we just started this month. RON 95 petrol now retails at 2 ringgit 24 per litre, up 8 cent from 2.16 that it was last week. And RON 97 petrol is priced at 2.52, up 9 cent from 2 ringgit 43 last week.
Yep, and the price of diesel is 2.16 ringgit compared with last week's price at 2 ringgit and 8 cent per litre. It went down the first week, right? But since then, it's been up and away.
Yes, let's hope fuel prices go down next week. Enough of the drab. Hopefully some positive stories. Yes, we have positive stories today, right? So on to our first one then of the day, Ange.
Yes, please. Uber's is up first.
Yes, Uber is up first. So we've been hit by a barrage of bad news on Uber of late. The latest being how their damage control queen, head of communications, Rachel Whetstone, she left the company yesterday. It was announced yesterday. So it's nice to go online this morning and see some good news on the ride-hailing app and something that's green and environment-friendly too.
What are we talking about? Well, the city of Portland apparently is close to becoming the first U.S. market where Uber will start electrifying its fleet. Imagine that. Uber Electric is coming to life.
Yeah.
Yeah, so for the Portland version of Uber Electric, the company will team up with Drive Oregon, a partially state-funded nonprofit that seeks to get more electric vehicles on the road.
Yeah, with a combination of incentives and educational initiatives, Uber aims to make 10% of its Oregon fleet electric by the year 2019. This is statewide. So right now, the company says that about 100 of its 6,000 active Portland Uber drivers already use electric vehicles, but it still has considerable work to do beyond all the other work it has to do. I'm talking about its PR issues.
Yeah, and to reach its 10% goal, Uber is pursuing a range of local collaborations. The company will work with Portland's Black Parrot Initiative to expand electric vehicle access to underserved communities, Synergy e-bikes to connect Uber Eats careers with electric bikes, and RC Moto, which is an Oregon-based EV company. Uber is expected to use its Auto Lease subsidiary, which is an exchange leasing, to offer in-house deals to drivers wishing to get behind the wheel of a, you know, electric vehicle.
Yeah, why Portland, you may be wondering, just like I did. Well, the city of Portland has recently adopted some of the nation's most aggressive measures to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, and Uber said Uber Electric will help Portland and the state of Oregon achieve these important clean energy goals.
And Uber isn't the only alternative transportation company going electric in Portland. Late last year, the city became the second market for BMW's Reach Now, a Zipcar-like service with a focus on electric vehicles. And there was also a previous initiative by Car2Go, which sprinkled electric smart cars onto its rainy streets all the way back in 2012.
Okay, but here's the thing, right? In a world where a quarter of the cars on the road could possibly drive themselves by the year 2030. Many are calling Uber's decision to take 2 years to recruit a few hundred electric vehicle drivers in Portland more, well, incremental rather than it being like super revolutionary.
Yeah, but still, don't you think it shows that the company is implementing both long and short-term strategies to rethink transportation, right? And this in the midst of one of the worst PR crises the tech industry has ever known. So you got to give them props for that.
Yeah, props indeed. All right, moving on to our next story. This time, good news for BlackBerry.
So earlier today, or should we say overnight, BlackBerry's stock hit its highest point in more than a year. And all it took was a lousy $814.9 million arbitration win. Well, I'm just joking here. You know, you can give me $814 million and I will never call it lousy.
Neither would I. But I know what you're saying here, Ange. I mean, while shareholders are likely to be pleased with the price surge of their stock, BlackBerry, no doubt, would have rather its stock hit its highest level in 15 months due to, say, maybe a new product launch or service launch. But, well, I mean, you take what you can get, right? You know, if the stock price is up, yay. So, and it's also a healthy bounce back for the embattled company, if I can call them that, which has spent, the last year or so working to make that major shift from an all-in phone maker to now a software and services company.
So the 16% surge came on the heels of news that the Canadian mobile company was being awarded a massive sum after an ongoing fight with Qualcomm over patent royalties. The last time BlackBerry saw a bump like this was courtesy of news that its first Android-powered smartphone, the Priv, had sold out of numerous big box stores.
Yeah, of course, a lot has changed for the company in that time, right? It's since shifted to licensing its brand to manufacturers like TCL, which are keeping the one mighty name alive through devices like the Key One. And in case you're wondering what this arbitration with Qualcomm is about, well, little detail was available about the proceedings, which actually ended March 3rd, like 1.5 months ago. Wow. But they were only made public today or overnight. So essentially, Qualcomm agreed to put a cap on certain royalty payments, and there was a disagreement over whether or not that cap applied to some large payments made by BlackBerry, which uses Qualcomm chips to make its phones.
Qualcomm issued a response that it does not agree with the decision, but noted that it is binding and not appealable. Then the San Diego-based processor maker's stocks took a tumble following news.
Opposite directions, yeah. And this award comes at a time when Qualcomm is actually fighting Apple in that high-stakes patent lawsuit. So Apple sued Qualcomm in January, saying Qualcomm illegally withheld $1 billion in rebate payments and that Qualcomm routinely demands patent royalties for technologies they have nothing to do with.
Yeah, and BlackBerry is expected to use the massive award to bolster its business through acquisitions as it continues to adjust its overall focus in the mobile security and automotive. And the company could, it's not commenting on plans for a sudden cash influx, but many expect it to restart its acquisition spree in 2017.
All right. We're going to take a break now for some music, but when we come back, we talk fashion of the future, spacesuits. This is Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
I have a dream.
Be firmly motivated. BFM 89.9.
We're back on Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Audrey Rauch. Angeline Tay is with me in the studio. Just before we go into our next story on fashion of the future, a big shout out goes out to our friends in Penang at Echelon Malaysia 2017 who are live streaming us right now. Hello, guys.
Yeah, and it's day two at Echelon Malaysia happening for the very first time in the Silicon Valley of the East, Georgetown, Penang. And these lucky people at the event are taking a deep dive into the three verticals, which is hardware and IoT, travel tech, creative content. So I hope you guys are enjoying the event.
Okay, all right. On to our next story, spacesuits. Now, you know how once you've conquered the airspace, traveling from one continent to the other, the next thing is obviously out of space. And we've been talking about space travel like for the longest time,
yeah,
right? And we're seeing more and more people getting into this game. And you don't even need to be an astronaut today to do this. But first, we need more space flight missions to make sure this happens.
Boeing is now working with David Clark Company to create a new kind of spacesuit for a new kind of astronaut. David Clark Company makes flight and aviation suits as well as headsets for pilots. And now Boeing wants to be a leader in the new business of commercial crewed orbital missions and the crew of its Starliner, which aims to begin flying next year. And with that, you need updated equipment to match that.
Of course. And this suit apparently is a big improvement in the mobility area thanks to the lightness of the materials used. Visually, it's much reduced in terms of sheer mass, and the reduction was made possible by focusing on what really matters for the astronauts and by taking out stuff that they really won't need for spacewalks.
They even have other features like touchscreen gloves, lightweight shoes that have more in common with today's lightweight sneakers than with industrial boots. This new spacesuit is an exercise in minimalism, functionality, comfort, and safety.
Yeah. And you know what? This should be an exercise for all products today, don't you say? You know, minimalistic, functional, comfortable, safe. I think it makes for a good mantra for anything you wear.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, I'm going to be a bit geeky about the spacesuit. Everything is accounted for, you know, from the slack in the rear and at the knees was carefully designed to allow for astronauts in their seated position during launch to a zip across the stomach to prevent bunching when bent at midsection. It's also designed to make sure you get solid pressurization without impeding the astronauts' ability to do their jobs.
Even sizing is kept to a minimum in terms of complexity. The spacesuit can apparently be modified on the fly to fit a number of different frames, and just they only have 6 total sizes that can pretty much run the gamut in terms of addressing the needs of different size human astronauts. So, you know what I was thinking? I mean, like, why don't they do this? Why don't they do this with normal clothes? I mean, they should do this for normal clothes.
They
like,
should.
Like, one size applies to like different
6 frames.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We have to take this discussion offline. We're taking a break for some music now. Here's Ooh La La by The Faces. Enterprise Biz Bytes. We'll be right back. BFM 89.9.
Bringing fresh meaning. BFM 89.9.
This is Enterprise Biz Bytes with Angie and Audrey. We're about to wrap up the show, but before that, a quick roundup of the stories that made the Enterprise Biz Bytes list today. First, we talked about Uber launching an initiative to add electric vehicles to its fleet in Portland, bringing Uber Electric live to the US of A.
And then we covered BlackBerry's stock hitting its highest point in more than a year, and all it took was a $814.9 million arbitration win. And it's a 16% surge after being awarded a massive sum after an ongoing fight with Qualcomm over patent royalties.
Yeah, we also talked about Boeing working with David Clark Company to come up with a new spacesuit. Boeing here clearly wants to be a leader in the new business of commercial crewed orbital missions with its Starliner crew, which aims to begin flying next year. And if you missed all the deets on this story and all the other stuff that we covered today, fret not, go check out our podcast page, the Enterprise Biz Bytes podcast page, for the links to the articles and of course so much more. You can hear Angie and I rant about all these stories over again. And that's up on our website, bfm.my, and on the BFM mobile app, available now on the App Store and on Google Play.
Alrighty, and we're about to make way for the Breakfast Grill replay, and that's up next this morning. Melissa Idris spoke to the Managing Director of IKEA, Southeast Asia, Christian Roykier, about the logistics of running IKEA and why Southeast Asia is an important market for them.
Yes, and that's a wrap for Enterprise Biz Bytes today. My name is Audrey Rajdak, together with Angeline Tay. Thank you for listening, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.